You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, April 7th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Jason Bishop's here.
Yeah, what's up?
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of Crop Metcalf, they came over yesterday. I told you I had some cooling issues.
Ah.
House was at 78. That's just unacceptable.
What happened?
78-degree house.
Did Ben just contact you?
So I called up Ben, and Ben got in touch with one of his technicians, and Jose came over here. And I have a leak. They're actually going to have to come back in a couple of weeks because couldn't identify exactly where the leak was, but they put in some refrigerant, and the house is nice, comfortable, 72, 73.
Yeah.
78 is just
well. Your house should never
unbearable.
Should never be 78 degrees, even on the coldest day of winter. It should never be above like 74, maybe 75 in an extreme.
Now, before I called them, I checked the air filter, and this was a first.
Yes,
I often sleep on updating the air filter. I think all of us do that. They recommend you're supposed to change it out once a month. That's just a lot, right? But I went to look at the unit, and where the air filter goes, there wasn't an air filter. I was like, what the hell happened? And then I looked in the slot. I guess the air conditioning unit had sucked it into the machine.
Oh, that's not good.
Or had fallen in there. And so I had to make kind of a little tool out of a coat hanger, and I somehow pulled it out of there. And then I felt like a war veteran. I went to Home Depot and bought four new ones.
Right.
Just for the next, you know, several months.
Were there 100 people in there?
Probably a year. There were a lot of people at Home Depot, and I would say 80% had masks.
Yeah.
So that one was
That's
a
good.
Quick
They're listening.
Visit.
They're listening.
Yeah, I did not have a mask. I just
You're not
went
listening.
In, did the self-checkout, and got out of there.
Because you don't have one, right? Because your wife hasn't made one, and you don't have one.
I don't have one. I used a coat when I went to Harris Teeter. My Sup Dogs, you know our Sup Dogs jackets?
Yeah.
You kind of lift that one over.
This bit.
Yeah,
but you got to cover your nose and everything. That's marginal.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's not great.
But anyway, shout out to Crop Metcalf. They're always fantastic. They were quick. Mm-hmm. They got here and they cooled down the house because it just was unbearable. And so they're going to come back in a couple of weeks just to, they put in, you know, it's a little bit above my head. They put in some dye or something like that where they can track where the leak is coming from.
They're always genius. Good. They're always on top of it.
Yeah, they're the best. If you ever have an
issue
like that.
They've been over here many times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know I've been working with them for a long, long time, so they're amazing.
And Ben's awesome.
Ben is awesome. Yeah, so I don't know. We always kind of start off the show with a little Corona update. I'm nervous for Boris Johnson. Nervous for him in intensive care.
Well, anytime you hear ICU, that's not good.
Well, especially with this virus.
Right.
Especially with this virus.
How old is Boris?
That's a good question. I was thinking that myself.
I think he's 55.
Is he?
All right.
Yeah.
But it's just progressive.
That's it? I mean, he looks older than that to me.
I don't know. Check that. I thought I heard 55.
I think he looks like about our age. Maybe he's a
smidge
older. Yeah.
I thought he looked significantly older.
No. But you know, he had his fever. His symptoms wouldn't subside after 10 days.
Yeah, and he's 55.
And he probably started to have some breathing issues. And then once they checked him in, you know, a few hours later, they put him in intensive care, which is not good. So I'm nervous for that dude. That's just not good. If it can take down a leader of a country like that, this virus is no joke. So I'm hopeful. They've made a lot of progress with this. I read an amazing article. Actually, Medhurst sent me an article about sort of how this virus works that a listener had sent to him. And it's pretty incredible how they kind of have an understanding of what's going on with this virus now. They've really learned a lot in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Helping with the treatment. Because they thought that it was progressing to this thing called ARDS, but if you believe this article that I read yesterday, it's not. It's doing something else.
Explain ARDS.
I don't really quite understand it. You'd have to look it up.
I think respiratory is the R.
Yeah, it has to do with like little packets of fluid filling up in your lungs or whatever. And when you get that, it's like 50-50 your shot at surviving. But if this article is correct, that's not what's happening here. They need to treat it a different way. And ventilators are not nearly as critical as oxygen and like the pressure and the hemoglobin and all these things. And, you know, I think this is really going to help people's outcomes because they better understand what is actually happening. So hopefully Johnson has a nice recovery, and this will be good, because that'll be bad.
Well,
if a leader of a country like that goes down.
I only watched a little bit of the Daily Presser with Fauci and Birx last night. And they seemed more upbeat. I mean, I could be wrong on that.
No, you're right.
They just seem more upbeat, more positive. So that's good.
I mean, Definitely good.
We're just looking for some good signs. And I guess that was one of them.
Definitely good.
Because
they're
seeing good
signs.
Cuomo
also spoke about New York. The death rates are going down. The hospitalizations are going down. So it may have reached the apex in New York. And the social distancing does seem to have been paying off.
Something that's going up, though, the market went up big yesterday.
Yeah, that
went
was good.
Big.
Yeah, that's good. It's good sign.
That is always good. Now, that means it could be down 2,000 points today.
Yeah.
Well, the futures are up 7 and change today.
Wow, that's substantial.
That would be nice if we could get
2,000
points
this.
Back.
Do a lot of fingers crossed, baby. Keep those fingers crossed. I know that hope is not a good business plan, but sometimes you just got to hold out hope.
Right.
Fellas, last night, I got to tell you, I couldn't believe that I watched it. I saw it on the guide, and I was like, I'm not going to watch it. But I got sucked in. I stayed up a little bit late. I think it was on at 10. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming back.
Celebrity Edition. I saw it in the guide, but I didn't click.
The new host is Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And so it was really just a look back at the phenomenon that was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Sure.
And it really was amazing that 34 million people would tune in every night to watch that. That's unheard of nowadays. Think about that.
Those are American Idol at its peak type numbers.
34 million. They were showing the numbers. It was unbelievable how many people were watching it. And back then, if you remember, we were watching it night after night after night. So Regis would be on every night. It wasn't once a week. And they're bringing it back, Celebrity Edition. So, fellas, I don't know how we're going to do this. I prepped a mini Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's only 7 questions.
Okay.
One of the junkies can do it. Maybe all of the junkies can do it. We play the music, which is definitely catchy in the background. You guys could do, maybe we just do all of you and you guys can use each other as lifelines. It's all entertainment.
That's fine. Entertainment.
There might be one question that's not entertainment that I'll be honest, it's about a flag.
Well, I'm out. I won't do well on that.
I think I know a few flags, not a lot, a few. No. I know the big ones. I know the big sillies.
But you know how we're starving for entertainment.
Maybe two.
I think I might be lured in to Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Is that your idea of entertainment?
Okay. Well, what else you got, Jason? You're going to be done with Bloodline in like a day or two.
No, I'm not, because I didn't watch any yesterday. There's 13 episodes in season 1. I didn't realize that until a couple days ago. So I'm only on episode 9. I got a ways to go.
What are you watching over
there? You just started like 2 days ago.
Well, no, it was last week, but I didn't watch anything yesterday.
Were you just outside? It was so nice. Oh, you played golf. That was one thing.
I played golf, and then we had some dinner, and then took a shower. Was in bed pretty early.
I don't know how you're going to bed. What'd you go to bed? 7 o'clock again?
I was in bed by 8, but I probably fell asleep around 8:30.
And they so that means you're getting a solid, like, you're getting probably close to 9 hours of sleep, maybe more.
Yeah, but that's not continuous. I mean, I'm always up. My body woke up at 2, and I just sat there and stared at the wall for 15 minutes, finally fell back asleep. I probably wake up 10, 12 times between 2 and 5.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm on a bad cycle. You know, Eric is saying he's having a second wave. So last night I did drive through with the older kids, and then I made the bad move, and I knew it when I was doing it. I got a soda at night, which I'm not a coffee drinker like Cakes, who's pounded coffee. He's basically immune to caffeine. I drank a big soda.
What kind of soda?
Dr. Pepper.
Does that have caffeine?
Yeah.
Some of them don't. Like, I don't think root beer does.
Not sure about root beer. Sprite definitely doesn't have caffeine.
Sprite doesn't. Yeah.
Mountain Dew loaded with caffeine. That's why Draft T-shirt drinks it every day.
So I had some Dr. Pepper at night, and I was just loaded with caffeine, and I had taken a nap earlier in the day, so I was up past midnight. And then, I was actually going to bed, and then, of course, the little one woke up. I think I was making a little too much noise, and so then I had to deal with that. So, you know, up past midnight, but what's the difference? It's Groundhog Day every day.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, last night we had a fire pit. It's kind of the way that I force the kids to all kind of hang out. And remember, I don't have any big marshmallows. So we used a pan, like an iron skillet, and we put chocolate on it and the mini marshmallows on top. And we just made like a dip, like a marshmallow chocolate dip, and then dipped your graham crackers into that.
It's a good improv.
And that seemed
to
work.
Did you ever figure out your deep fire pit? Did you add some bricks?
I haven't quite yet, but the ash from all of the logs is building, so it's slowly rising. But I've been lazy.
Ashes to you, EB.
Yeah, I've been lazy.
Many.
We've been talking
Cigar
about
Dave.
It. But I had to YouTube, because my son was getting so pissed at me. He's like, "Dad, you don't know what you're doing. We're just winging it." So we YouTubed how to start a fire pit correctly. And then the first video I pull up, a guy says, "Yeah, this is how you do it." He's got a blowtorch, and he's just blowtorching the thing. I go, "I don't have a blowtorch."
Well, of course it's easy to start a fire if you have a flamethrower.
Yeah. No, but they showed me how to do the logs and then where to put, you know, I'm cheating. I'm putting a fire log in there because I'm so bad at it. But if you got to have it raised off the ground so the air can breathe underneath it. And that was the trick.
Right.
And so we had a great
fire.
Yeah,
the
fire
air's
got to
get underneath, right, exactly.
Yeah. So we did that, and then I laid in bed, and I watched an episode of Naked and Afraid on my phone.
So what time did you go to bed?
11:45.
By the way, golf was great yesterday. Played at Stone Lee. Played with the owner, and so my buddy Cam Lewis, his parents own the property.
Yeah.
And there weren't the course was actually closed, and there weren't supposed to be any carts on. You know, you could walk, but the carts barn was closed.
Right.
But not when you play with the owner.
Right.
That's right. It's always open.
And I saw all these guys looking at us like, what's going on? Anyway, golf was great until I fell off the back of the cart.
How? Oh, because you were standing on the back of it?
Because, the stupid social distancing BS. I had to stand on the back of the cart when my buddy drove. And we played the back nine first, so it was number five. So it was like the 13th or 14th hole. There was a dip in the fairway. And my buddy didn't see it, and he just rolled over it going about 20, and of course I almost broke my back. I fell off the cart. The other guys behind me thought, you know, I was dead.
Did you fall onto pavement or grass?
No, I fell on grass, but I'm pretty banged up. My knees pummeled. My arms were pummeled. My back hurts.
Did that shut it down for you?
No, I finished.
Plus, you were embarrassed. You were definitely, even though it wasn't your fault.
I was definitely embarrassed.
So much embarrassed.
And there was a family sitting down there in their backyard in one of the houses right on the hole.
They saw you go down?
Well, I'm sure they did. I mean, I didn't notice. They were pretty far away, but I guarantee you they saw it.
Well, that is dangerous.
But I wasn't worried about the embarrassment. I thought I broke my back or broke my leg. I mean, I was banged up. And then I told my buddies, I was pissed at him. And I told him, I was like, dude, I'm not standing on the back of the cart. You can stand on the back of the cart while I drive, or I'm just going to walk the rest of the way. So I just walked.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is the – I mean, I've done it. We've all done it.
It's a hilly course. That's the reason I was on the – it's a tough walk, especially with your bag. So that's the reason I was doing the back of the cart for most of it. But, man, that was – I was lucky. It could have been
a lot worse. You're a survivor, though.
Could have been a lot worse.
I think EB and Cakes had a golf cart incident way back in the day, but isn't it because Cakes jumped off to grab some free balls?
That's correct. And I was driving when I jumped off because I'm white trash, and I saw I saw like a lime green ball like in the rough, and I had to have it. So I abandoned ship and almost killed everybody.
Right.
And my dad was so
golf
salty.
Cart incidents? You should look that up. You know, there are a lot of those. There are a lot of golf cart accidents. People drive them in the lakes. People smash them into tunnels. I
mean, people get hammered at the golf course and then think that that's not going to transfer over to their golf cart driving. Of course,
didn't Valdez roll over his golf cart? He came in all scarred up one day.
Yeah, well, we cut a corner on a big hill. The thing flipped it right over.
They're no joke, man. They're like ATVs.
Pretty good centers of gravity they have. They roll over all the time.
Well, maybe I needed to be drinking. I had a stiff vodka after the round. That was my first. I didn't have any drinks on the course, but I had a stiffy.
Silly.
I had to dull the pain.
When you cheat death on the golf course, you have to get a stiff drink afterwards.
Man, that was so bitter.
Absolutely.
Why didn't they give you your own cart?
Weren't supposed to have carts.
But the owner had his.
He could only grab two of them.
Got ya.
I don't know. That's a good question. I asked him. I said, can we get four carts? He goes, no, we can only get two. I said, you're the owner.
Right. You can have 20 carts on this.
You can do whatever you want. So, but I'm bitter because I was scheduled to play again tomorrow, but I can't do it. I think I could take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, you can chill.
I know Drabby and Valdez are shocked by that. I'm going to take the rest of the week off.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. It's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply, and you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. So there was some sports news on the watching side for us fans. Number one, UFC is going to have a pay-per-view in a couple of weeks. I know you guys aren't UFC guys, but they're going to have a pay-per-view. They don't know exactly where. I've seen Dana White is talking about potentially buying some sort of private island,
right,
and having all of the fighters there. Unfortunately, it's not the big event that people were hoping for, which was Habib against Tony Ferguson. Habib stuck in Russia. So they just moved on and found a different opponent. It's going to be Justin Gaethje, who's really, really good. He was a potential opponent for Conor McGregor. So that's the headline. Again, don't know where it's going to be, and I'm sure it could, you know, fall apart.
Who's he fighting?
Justin Gaethje.
No, Justin Gaethje's fighting who?
Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson has been scheduled to fight Habib Nurmagomedov 5 times, and it's been canceled 5 times for different injuries and now, of course, this pandemic with Habib stuck in Russia. But we have that to look forward to. And then we have the NFL draft. And they've been saying all along that we're going to have the NFL draft, but there were some saying, well, it's going to be really tough to have. There were personnel people kind of balking, well, we're not going to be able to interview these guys. But Roger Goodell, I'm going to give him credit, he's saying, we're going to have this draft. You guys are going to figure it out. If the stupid junkies can do a show remotely,
right.
you guys don't have to be in a war room together. You can figure it out.
You know what? They could have the guys work out over Zoom and make sure that they're good to go. But that draft is going forward. It is happening.
Of course it should all happen remotely. And for this whole idea this whole idea that they all had to be in the same room or at the facility is just stupid. That's right. The one great thing about there's literally nothing good about this other than family spending time together. But if there is a small little subplot, it's that people have learned that they can do a lot of their jobs from home.
Right.
Well, this job is so doable from home.
Oh, yeah.
This job, our job, couldn't be more doable from the confines of your house.
100%. I agree. 100%, Cakes.
Now, you lose a little bit of the, you know, being in the same room. I understand that, but it's definitely doable.
Definitely.
JP, I don't think those, I mean, those are semi-big stories, but the biggest story in my eyes is the baseball rumor that they are eyeing a return in May, which I think is crazy. I think it's way too early. But in the state of Arizona, and all 30 teams would play in 10 or 12 stadiums in the state of Arizona, including Chase Field, and maybe some minor league parks. I don't know, maybe some college stadiums with no fans. I mean, this is nuts. Think about this. All 30 teams playing their games in the state of Arizona at random ballparks with no fans. Now, a lot of stuff has to happen before this can actually start, including coronavirus tests, like quick turnaround results. The players and coaches, managers, team officials would all be sequestered in their hotels. The only time they would be together would be when they're going to and from the games. This is nuts.
So they're not going to be in a locker room? They're not going to be in the dugout?
Yeah, they'd be in the dugout. Yeah, they'd have to be. Yeah. Unless they'd be spread out on the field.
But I mean, I guess they're all taking tests.
Yeah, they're all taking tests. So.
Well, he said they're not concerned about the players because the players are relatively young, healthy. But they are worried about the old fart managers and the
Dusty
umpires.
Bakers of the world. Right, sure. Yeah, you definitely have to be concerned about that.
Of course.
I mean, and even if you're young. About all of them. They are concerned about all of them, but I'm saying they're more concerned about the managers and umpires.
The coaches. Yeah, of course. But you don't want this if you're young either. Believe me, you don't want this.
What's crazy is it apparently has the support of some high-ranking health officials, which I think is crazy at this time. I think May is too early. Some officials think it's not going to start until mid to late June, but just picture that.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm desperate for anything, so if they're willing to do it, and the health officials say that this is plausible. It's the same dilemma, though, that we talked about yesterday and in previous weeks. What do you do when someone does come up positive then? Does the whole team then have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
Right, and then are they postponing their games? Yeah, I mean, exactly. What's going to happen then?
What do you do? Because it's inevitable if you have all those players, some are going to get this thing.
That's how desperate they are to get this thing out there.
But I just want to know what the plan is when someone tests positive.
It's probably the same plan as in the NBA. They just have to shut it down.
Well, then they're wasting their time. They're spinning their wheels.
Well, maybe they shut it down for the one player. Again, it depends on where we're at. And I know it's just a month away. But I think that, again, is aspirational. That's a goal.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Maybe it's easy to treat it by then, or easier.
I thought they were going to have the test ready that could determine in a few minutes who has it.
Well, correct. Correct. But let's just say one guy is going to test positive over the length of a season.
Right. That's what Eric's saying. So if he's got it,
they quarantine that guy, and then they test everybody else. And if nobody else has it, or the two guys,
no, but
that
guy's
going to.
But here's a scenario, Drab. So let's just say I'm Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
And I'm around the team every day, and I'm test negative, negative, negative. But then one day I test positive in the middle of the season. Then what do you do?
And then what happens if your entire starting rotation has it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Well, then they got to bring up minor leaguers or whatever. They got to have a plan in place.
Well, what they would do typically is.
If positive, then Max sits at home.
Yeah, but so do his teammates because they just have had contact with them for a week.
Not if they don't test positive.
sometimes it takes 3 days. I mean, right, it's a whole thing.
Well, they're just
going
to keep testing and testing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I want it to work. I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud, but it,
well,
this is just
a
freaking
conundrum.
Questions.
Yeah, there's just a lot of questions they don't know the answers to yet.
Yeah.
They think that the landscape may look differently in mid-May, late May, whenever they want to start this. But again, if they want to start in May, they've got to have some sort of a mini camp, you know, a mini training camp to get these guys back in shape. So
well,
where
what
they're
going to use is they're going to use those facilities.
They use the spring training
facilities. It says they're going to use the spring training facilities. They have right. about 10 fields, obviously where the Diamondbacks play, right? So they have all of these locations, and then they're going to have them all in hotels where they're supposedly not allowed to leave their hotel. So they're going to practice the social distancing. They're going to practice isolation, and they're pretty much just going to go to the park. They're going to play a game, then go right back to the hotel.
And we've seen the spring training routine. I don't think they need that long to get back into fighting.
Well, the pitchers
shape.
Do, though. Yeah, the pitchers
okay,
do.
They might, but they I mean.
Pitchers do. They're the ones. That's what it's all about, Case.
Yeah, but these players, I mean, I understand that they want it to be competitive, but these players, I guess, if they're saying the Players Association is on board, they just want to make a salary.
Of course.
They want to make money. So I'm sure they'd be willing to play, even if they're not 100% ready to go. So that they can start getting some checks.
But they got to be at least 90%. I mean, there's no way you're going to put out your ace like a Strasburg right. or a Scherzer if they're not fully stretched out.
Well, it might just be like the regular season is a little bit like spring training, and teams are willing to do that. It's going to be a different product. Look, there's no home field advantage. You're not playing at home, except for, I guess, Arizona. So it's going to be different. It's a different product. It's a different sport. It's an outlier of a season. If they, in fact, go through with this.
Yeah.
They're also talking about.
So Max Scherzer being ready, it's not a matter of generally you want your starters ready to pitch 7 innings, let's say, come opening day. It might be a situation where the starters are only going 3 or 4 innings.
They're also talking about possible.
That strains your whole roster.
They're talking about possibly playing 2 games a day, so doubleheaders. That's 7 innings, not 9. So 7-inning doubleheaders.
What a weird thing.
I know. Think about this. no mound visits from coaches, managers, catchers.
Oh, my God.
How about this? And I just read this. So
but you don't need those mound visits
to answer your
visits
question.
Anyway.
Hold on, JP. Can I finish? To answer your question, Eric, about what the players would do, they would not sit in the dugouts. They would sit in the stands.
Oh, my God.
Spread out.
Oh, my God. So they're not going to high-five each other when they hit home runs?
I mean, these are just all options that are being thrown out there. It's just crazy.
It's crazy. It's like what I...
But what's funny is I will take it.
But it might
of
be
course.
This might be the new normal. This might be, at least for the time being, until this thing
it's
subsides.
It's not the long-term normal, but it will be for a year, maybe.
Yeah, for the short term, this might be what you're going to have to digest.
That's like... My daughter's team's talking about, look, their season may be shot in terms of going to tournaments, but they want to get the girls back in the gym and train. And I'm like, I'd love that. It's nothing I would want more than that. But they high-five each other after every point. Do you know what I mean?
Now you got to take a bow.
They group hug each other after there's no way to do the sport unless they're allowed to
touch
each other.
Just got to take those rituals out.
Think you can do it. I don't think you can do it.
Sure you can. You got to work at it.
Well, they're all touching the ball, Cakes. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. It's I mean, just, that's an issue.
There's contact. There's just no way you can
and
do
I
it.
I think they would have to have expanded rosters. So just in case one of these guys did get sick and they'd have to shut him down for 2 weeks, like you said, they'd have to expand their rosters way beyond, you know, the 26 or whatever, 28. It's got to have to probably be 40-man rosters.
I think they can figure it out. There's probably higher risk than if they didn't do it, clearly, but maybe the risk is pretty low. And when you have those situations where one guy tests positive, which theoretically, if they all come in clean and they are following isolation and they're all practicing safe practices with social distancing, they really shouldn't test positive.
You shouldn't,
thereafter.
But like they say... Brooke Baldwin from CNN, she got it. She said she was doing all the right things. Mm-hmm. She was practicing social distancing. She was washing her hands like crazy.
But she was still going to the office.
Okay, but she was still 6 feet away from everybody. And
I understand that, but she was still going to the office. And correct me if I'm wrong, is actually CNN is at Atlanta? Where's CNN?
Yes. Atlanta, yeah. That's right.
So I mean,
I don't even know.
She's in a heavily populated area, maybe in the building. It's popular. Maybe it's not sanitized. I'm just saying, theoretically, if everything's sanitized and everybody's clean and they're only dealing with each other, then they shouldn't get it.
In theory, you shouldn't, but you're still gonna, you know, if you touch something, you don't even quite realize it. You touch your face.
Hey, look, I think it's very tough. I mean, I think the reason why Dana White is not announcing the site of the UFC pay-per-view, maybe number one, he doesn't have it, and number two, he probably doesn't want any criticism. Maybe all of the fighters know where they're going, and they're just, you know, full steam ahead.
You don't
want to
protest.
He
doesn't want to protest. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Listen, I hope it happens. I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Nobody can.
Here's a question.
Well, they're just working it out.
Because they're doing the same thing with the NBA.
Here's a question, yeah. though. Let me open this up to callers. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. All right, I'll just speak personally. Over the last several years, I am far less a baseball fan than I used to be. Used to be a huge baseball fan. Used to do the fantasy leagues with Jason and everybody, right? If baseball was the only thing back, I'm all in again. I'm going to be following other teams.
Yeah. Oh,
I would
course.
Be in a fantasy league again.
Of course you would.
Are you going to be all in on this different product where they're potentially only playing 7-inning games and there aren't mound visits and all the things Jason talked about? 800-636-1067. And even if you're only an NFL fan or an NHL fan, a Caps fan, an NBA fan, would you be into this if it's the only thing out there? It's going to be different if they indeed go through with this plan. They're only playing in Arizona. They're potentially playing with doubleheaders. They're not going to have the high fives, and they may not have fans, and it's going to sound different.
Oh, it's going to be
but
so
But would
weird.
You be into it? 800-636-1067. It'll actually sound like a Marlins game, right?
Right.
Because the Marlins had, like, maybe 9,000 fans a
and
game.
And it'll look like a Marlins game, too.
They would mic all these players up so you could hear guys talking, like, you know, first baseman talking to the guy on first and, you know, pitchers and catchers. I mean, it will be dramatically different if it goes off the way they plan it. And I would say that when they target the month of May, that could be maybe the start of a mini spring training, you know, or maybe even June. So maybe they have a 2 or 3 week spring training. And then maybe they start in July. I just think May is way too early.
All right, we got to go to break. I got to use the bathroom. JP?
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Would you be into this form of Major League Baseball where all the games are in Arizona, potentially 7-inning games, no mound visits, doubleheaders every day, but you're going to have live sports on TV? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tuesday morning, we were just talking about a potential return for Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, the Players Association, apparently considering an idea where all the games will be played in Arizona, no fans, teams isolated to hotels, and the games may be different. No mound visits, 7-inning games, doubleheaders. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Chris is in Hyattsville on line 4. Chris, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, Junks. How you guys doing?
What's up,
Chris?
By the way, I just wanted to commend you guys for showing up every morning and all the producers. The station helps keep me sane throughout the day.
Of course.
So thank you guys for doing that.
Of course. It's our job, though, and all we're doing is walking down to the basement. It's not really that hard.
It's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah.
It's actually more fun than going in the studio.
It is.
So I think that I would absolutely, I mean, I'm a huge baseball mark, so I would, of course, would watch all of it, especially Nationals games. But I think that this, like you said, Eric, there are silver linings in this, like the fact that people can work from home more often and that you could do more things remotely, maybe, like education and work and so on. I think this is going to change the way sports are televised, because if you can get closer to the action without meeting crowds and so on, there are different aspects of the game that you can showcase. Like you can showcase the banter that we're talking about between guys on first base and the first baseman, or maybe what goes on in the dugout, but you know, between pitches or other parts of the game that you.
But
just
you know
don't
what that requires? You know what that requires? It's Chris, right? Is that right?
Yes.
What that requires, though, is somebody pointed this out, talking about the NBA sort of doing the same thing, is like from a TV production standpoint, you need like 45 guys. You got guys in the truck. You got producers. You got guys up broadcasting. Well, you got camera guys. You got audio guys.
Yeah, I do broadcast. I mean, I do marketing for a living. And I think one thing that we discovered recently during this crisis that people are willing to sacrifice quality for new content. Like marketers, advertisers, agencies, production studios, television companies are all producing shows from, you know, iPhones and from their home, and people are welcome to receive it. So if the production quality has to come down because of these circumstances, I think people will be forgiving of that.
One thing I'd like to say
is that I think that this upcoming NFL draft is going to be the biggest NFL draft ever in terms of ratings.
Oh yeah, I mean you got a captive audience at home. Not a bad point. Nobody can go anywhere. I mean, it should draw massive numbers.
Yeah.
Even people who don't care about the NFL might watch
right.
it.
It's a good point.
And then they're going to realize that they don't need to have it at Madison Square Garden with a million people in order for it to be successful. And I think it might change it for years to come.
Well, this is a unique circumstance where they're going to have everyone's attention.
Chris, I will say this, getting back to baseball, though. I'd like to see the banter between the players. They did that a little bit on ESPN in spring training, where they mic'd up the first baseman for a half inning, and you could hear him talking to everybody. He was actually talking to the broadcast team. But in terms of playing, you know, in front of no fans, the leagues need the fans. I mean, I don't think you're ever.
Yeah, that's not a long-term deal. No way.
I mean, you need the number one thing they need is fans,
right? Especially baseball with all the games that they play.
I mean, they need the gate. They need the concessions. Absolutely.
This is just going to be a bizarro 12 months.
Someone also brought up an interesting point on the Vibe Machine. What about the minor leagues? Will the minor leagues play? Where will they play? I'm not sure about that.
Similar type of setup.
Because you're going to have, you know, guys get hurt. So you're going to have to call guys up. Where are those minor leaguers going to be?
They're going to have maybe Florida. You know,
maybe. I don't know.
Maybe Florida. They got a bunch of fields down there. I don't know.
They care about the big boys. They want the big boys on TV so some of these TV contracts pay out. The players get paid. That's what the MLBPA cares about.
I can handle any sort of weird deal, like no fans, seven innings, you know, doubleheaders every day. I can handle it. That's fine, as long as they're still playing baseball at the end of the day. What it's hard for me to wrap my head around is just how they're going to be able to sort of do this safely. That's the only thing I'm having trouble with.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Eric and Alexandria online, too. Eric, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Fine job you're doing. I like to repeat the sentiment of that last guy. You guys give us a sense of normalcy and a routine. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Eric.
What's up?
Absolutely. I will take anything I can get right now. I've been a huge Redskins fan, a huge Caps fan. Didn't really become a huge Nats fan until that run last year with the World Series. I would take seven-inning games. Yes, it may change the way we look at things. And Jason, I agree with you. They need the fans. One of the things that makes me interested about watching a game is actually going to a game. And once I've gone to some games during the season, it gets me energized. It gets me watching more games. But right now, guys, I'll take anything I can get. I will take minor league. I will take AAA ball. I'll take American Legion College. Doesn't matter. Just got to have something.
What have you been watching at night right now? You normally seem like you're watching baseball games, other sports. What have you been watching now?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Downton Abbey.
Okay.
My wife loves that show.
I haven't gotten that desperate yet.
I really have. Like, I have gone to some of the 30 for 30s. Like, I do have some 30 for 30s downloaded on my iTunes. I've downloaded some others. I've watched ones that I've watched before. I've watched even a couple of sports movies, you know, Major League and, you know, things like that. I mean, I am grasping for something with sports content to it, even to see people running a base or even see people running down the field with a football or throwing a pass. You know, Blindside, I watched that a couple of days ago. I mean, anything I can get that has sports content, I'll take it.
Hmm. Yeah, I said this last night. So
Thank you, buddy.
I didn't think I would be into it, but I watched the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire special, which was basically teasing the premiere, which is tomorrow night. And I think I'm going to be in watching Jimmy Kimmel with celebrities playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
I didn't realize how few people have won over the years the $1 million. I think they said in all the years and all the hosts they've had, I think there were 32 winners.
Oh, is that right? That's a decent number.
Seems like only a couple a year.
What do you have to get? 7 correct to make it all the way through
15.
The gauntlet? 15. Wow.
Seems kind of daunting. That's a lot. 15 correct.
Let's go to Margaret on line 3. Margaret, good morning. You're all with the Junkies.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Margaret?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay, and I would like to echo your previous caller. It's really nice to hear you guys in the morning, something of normalcy and something that does make me smile and laugh, you know?
Oh, thank you.
What's your day like, Margaret? What's your day like?
Pardon?
What's your day usually like? Are you still working? Are you working from home? Are you retired?
Oh, no. I've been retired. I get up. I eat breakfast. I read the newspaper. I'll watch the news once in the morning. And then I don't know how many times I've washed my blinds. And in the evening, I mean, I really don't think there's anything but crap on television in the evening. And I like to read a lot. So that's basically what I've been doing.
Do you live alone, Margaret?
Yes, I live alone. I live in a townhome, and you know, there are people next door on either side, but we're always apart. And I'll go to the store, like I'll go to Giant, I'll be there at 6 a.m., you know, when there's only supposed to be seniors there.
Right.
So.
Do you wear a mask?
Pardon?
Do you wear a mask?
Yes, and gloves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you, I mean, the skin on my hands is just about falling off.
Right.
From all the washing.
Well, be careful. Be safe. What was your take on the whole baseball argument that we were having?
I would be interested, certainly, in either listening on the radio or watching. I just don't understand how there can be any mechanics left of the game. Like, if someone's trying to tag a guy out at first, what, you're supposed to be 6 feet away from him when you're tagging him? And the kid,
that's the idea of the testing.
Yeah, the games would be normal, but the idea would be, or the assumption would be, that all the players are healthy and they're the coronavirus negative.
Right.
That's the assumption.
So they're going to test all these guys every day.
Well, I don't know about every day.
In theory, I mean, look, they have enough money to afford a private lab to do this. They could buy the tests. You know what I mean? The problem is they have to wait until the general public has access to this also. It's just going to be a bad look if they're the only people that have access to it. But, yeah, they're saying that's how the general public is going to get out into the workforce. And that's what Germany's going to do. They're going to take a different test, though. They're going to take that antibodies test. And then I think in Germany you're going to wear like a bracelet. We talked about it yesterday, right? And if you have the antibody that shows that you've already licked it, then you get the wristband and you get to go to work. And that's what they're going to do here until they get a better treatment or a vaccine.
It reminds me of... I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was a movie with Jude Law where I believe they had something inside that would scan them.
Yeah, it was some sci-fi garbage that I can't remember.
Sci-fi garbage. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
I know what you were talking about.
But that's where we're heading in society.
Yeah.
Well, I think at least for the next 12 to 18 months, I think that probably is.
The disaster would be is if they came back and played, you know, to start – in June, and 10, 15, 20 players ended up testing positive, and they had to completely shut it down again after they started. That's what would be a disaster.
Oh, yeah. I think even one player testing positive could be a disaster. I think it could be a real mess.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, that's the plan.
Well, I like it. If they can make it happen, the whole country would be thrilled.
Absolutely.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're talking about Major League Baseball and the players actually eyeing a return in Arizona in May. Would you be okay with it even if the rules change and it's seven-inning games and they're playing doubleheaders and the managers can't go to the mound? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.